I heard the Lord say while y'all were leading earlier that there are songs, not like a handful, but I saw like a wave. I saw like a wave coming over this team, over the musicians, over y'all singers, over the writers. I saw a wave and like songs exponentially coming to the team. Because God said they're needed and it's necessary to not only release on through this church in this region, but this sound is global. This song is to go around the world. These songs are to reach people in Dubai and Australia. And Holy Spirit, I ask for anthems. Because when you write an anthem and there's a doctor visit, our church family will be driving to the church singing songs that were written from this house. So Holy Spirit, breathe. I'm telling you, when you sing, tumors disappear. When you sing, marriages come into alignment. When notes are played and rhythms are played and songs are released, spiritual warfare begins to break out. People walk in with suicidal thoughts and walk out filled with life. People walk in with brokenness and feeling like there's no hope and walk out with peace. Here's the truth. I don't know y'all from anybody. It's my first time here and I went a little long. It might be my last time. Amen. Now, but here's the reality. There's a lot of gifted teams in the country. There's a lot of amazing musicians. And I feel like sometimes we, as just kind of normal churchgoers, confuse gifting and say, wow, that was really anointed. There's something different that's happening here. Y'all are not only gifted, but you're also anointed. Because outside of the anointing, this is karaoke. But under the anointing, there's fruit. Under the anointing, somebody walks up and says, man, when you were singing, you don't understand pain that has been in my heart for 20 years because of unforgiveness I let go of because you were singing and this movement, this peace, this presence of the living God. And the truth is most people can't articulate what they feel. But get ready, I'm telling you, get ready for a wave of new songs and get ready for just a ridiculous amount of testimonies to start coming out. Don't get satisfied with them, but it's going to happen a lot. Like it's going to be like, yeah, so this is Cheryl. She got a new spleen. This is Kevin. His back was healed. He didn't have to have surgery. This is Brian. His body was healed. Like you're going to start reading these testimonies, but don't get satisfied. Just keep on pressing on. Come on, can y'all give the worship team a hand? I love you. I'm out.